Next weekend, the Giants will be home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Lon Simmons will report the action for inning number 3.
Ron Hunt will lead off. I hate to announce third inning. Bill Thompson was telling me such an interesting story here. Indeed, Bill, that was interesting. Long story about neighbors that he used to have. Very exciting. Ron Hunt up there grounds it right back to Jenkins, who knocks it down and throws the first, and Hunt is retired. Hunt looked like he pulled a muscle leaving the plate. He was limping on his way to first base.
He didn't appear to be getting any first aid in the Giant dugout, though. Looking to see if I guess Leo Hughes talking to him now. Willie Mays up here takes in crowd for a ball, 1-0. So Hunt grounds out for the first out. From the top of the third, 4-2, the Cubs lead. Mays flies to center his first time. The outfield pulled well around to the left for Willie. Curve is a strike. It's 1-1. Ball and a strike to Mays. 4-2, the Cubs in front. And Jenkins works rapidly. Swing and a foul at the plate. 1-2. Mays, having difficulty, is bothered by a bad bat. One, two count to Willie. And Jenkins delivers 1-2. Bounded to shortstop. Kessinger has it on an easy hop. Throws the first, and Mays is retired. Out number 2. I'll bring on Willie McCovey. His first time, and they put the shift on again against him. Machado, the only infielder to the left of second. The wind-up by Jenkins, the pitch to McCovey is a strike. 0-1. Jenkins, 0-1 pitch. Strike two at the knees, and McCovey turns and yells at Nick Pelosi. Oh, 2 count. 2 down, bases empty. Giants batting in the top of the third, trailing the Cubs 4-2. Jenkins, 0-2 pitch. Fouled away. Look out on the lower seat. Stays at 0-2 to McCovey. Lord, a great day in Chicago. Beautiful weather. The 0-2 pitch, low for a ball, 1-2. Outfield, flying McCovey. About straight away. Because they've seen McCovey hit the ball to left field, which he did his first time up, and seen him hit it into seats to the left side. The infield, however, pulled well around to the right, 3 infielders to the right at second base. The 1-2 count to McCovey. Jenkins, 1-2 pitch. Swung on and foul, stays at 1-2. Ferguson Jenkins getting the sign from Hyatt. Right-hander into the windup, the pitch to McCovey. Swung on, hit deep to center, and you can tell it goodbye. That ball is over the bleachers. Hit it over the bleachers in right center field. McCovey gets his 17th. And it's a 4-3 ball game. Well, that's more like the McCovey swing there than some that he's been having. It's a whole shot out of here. A high drive over the right center field bleachers. 4-3, and Kenny Henderson, who homered his first time as the batter, the pitch to Kenny. He ran up the bunt, take high for a ball, 1-0. And Jenkins' next pitch is a strike, 1-1. James and center field, just turned around and watched the flight of that ball. He knew there was maybe some running back for it. Strike two, Letta. And Henderson is upset for that call. It's one and two. Kenny batting left-handed against the right-hander. The Cubs got four runs in the first. The Giants came back with two in the second. Have one here in the third. Outside with a curve, and it's two and two. Again, Archie Reynolds throws in the bullpen for the Cubs, a right-hander. Jenkins, 2-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up into center field. James, with the glasses down, coming in under this one. The center fielder is there to make the catch, and the side retired. Here in the third, a run on one hit. No error, no one left on. We go to the bottom of the third. The Cubs lead it by a score of 4-3. Jim Hickman, who doubled his first time. Will be up here. Russ passed along a note that the two home runs hit off Jenkins today bring to a total of 18 that he's given up this year. He won't get much sympathy from the Giants pitching staff the way things have gone out. Hickman doubled off the right center field wall. Right-hand batter. Marichal gives him a curve. That's a strike, 0-1. Juan gave up four runs in the first inning. Only one ruled as earned. There at second base, opening the gate. Marichal over the top with a fastball that's low, and it's 1-1. Ball and a strike. Outfield plays to the left for Hickman. Even though his drive, his first time up, was into right center. Curveball foul to the Cubs dugout. Bounds out to third base umpire Billy Williams. 1-2. Marichal in front of the right-hand batting Jim Hickman. Hickman will be followed by Callison and Santo. Juan taking more time than he ordinarily does. He has been working very slowly this season. He sidearms Hickman. A foul at the plate. And it stays at 1-2. First sidearm pitch that Juan has thrown today. A ball and two strikes. First baseman Jim Hickman, the batter. Marichal getting the sign from Dick Deep. And into the windup he goes. Sidearming again. Just outside for a ball. 2-2. The Cubs leading the Eastern Division by three games over the Mets. One of just four teams over 500 in the National League. Cubs the only one in the Eastern Division. The Mets are even 500. Cincinnati, Atlanta, and the Dodgers, the only teams over 500 in the Western Division. Marichal, 2-2 sidearm pitch, bounded to third base, backhanded by Hunt, a long throw is in the dirt, goes into the dugout, and Hickman will be at second base. Hunt backhanded that ball at the bag, his throw was in the dirt. They're going to give Hickman a base hit and give Hunt an error on the throw. So Hickman's a second. Juan came up with a good play to backhand the ball and came up with a bad throw. A throw on target would have had it at first base. Hunt was probably a little startled that he even came up with the ball on that backhand play. Hickman at second. Callison, the batter, flied to left his first time. Left-hand batter, as Marichal looks at second, comes to the plate with a curve, grounded to the right side, 20s has it, throws to first, as Hickman moves to third. So Callison grounds out, and Hickman has moved up in the scoring spot, a little closer to the plate, 93 closer did the third hit. Sano grounded to second his first time up, and he got an RBI. Scoring Williams from third base. Now he has Hickman at third. The Giants play the right side of the infield in partway. The left side is backed up. Maricel looks in at Sano. Hickman at third base. And here's Juan's pitch to Sano. Found it right back to Maricel. He chases Hickman back to third, throws to first. And Sano is retired, with Hickman holding a third, and we'll pause for station identification. This is the Golden West Radio Network.
This is Dan Sorkin. I have the daily horoscope at 9:45 a.m. and my 9 to noon show on
KSFO in San Francisco.
Jack Hyatt, the batter. Hyatt punted for a base hit to drive in a run his first time. Played a perfect bunt down the third base side. Now Maricel looking in at him as Hickman leads off third. Here's Juan Pitt, a strike. 0-1. Two down. Hickman on a third. The Cubs lead 4-3. Four runs off Juan in the first inning. The Giants came back with two in the second and one in the third. Home runs for the Giants, Henderson and McCovey. Maricel over the top. Fastball outside for a ball, 1-1. Maricel pointing out to Heist that the dugout wants his attention, asked him to play in a little different spot. Out of a ball and a strike. Can play back a little deeper against Hyatt, give him more range because Jack is not that speedy going down the first baseline. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Outside, ball two. 2-1 count to Jack Hyatt. Hyatt backs away now. Takes a look at Phoenix Lowry. Maricel with a long look at the sign by Deke. Now into the windup. Hickman moves down the line of third. A curveball is low, and Maricel turns in disgust and is wandering around out on the pitching mound. As if three ball, one strike count. That's already steaming over that one. Three and one to Jack Hyatt. Maricel works 3-1 to the right-hand batter over the top of the pitch that misses for ball four. And Maricel gives up his first base on balls, and Cleo James, who singled to left his first time, will bit about it. Right-hand batter with Hyatt at first and Hickman at third. Two down. The Giants trailing 4-3. We're in the bottom of the third. Maricel will work this right-hand batter. Hunt plays even with the bag at third. McCovey standing at first base with Hyatt, the base runner there. Maricel pitching from a stretch. The pitch to James. Base hit to left field. Coming in to score is Hickman. Going to second is Hyatt. So James has had two swings and has two base hits off Maricel. And it's now 5-3 Cub lead as Ferguson Jenkins will be the batter. Jenkins, the right-hand batter, the pitch to him, outside for a ball, 1-0. looked like Marichal might be able to get out of it after he had Sano bound the ball back to him. But he walked high, gives up a single to James, has runners at first and second with a run in and two out. Jenkins swings and misses, and it's 1-1. Marichal has now given up 7 hits in 2 2/3 innings. To Jenkins. 5-3. The Cubs in front. James at first, Hyatt at second. Ferguson Jenkins facing Juan Marichal. And Juan goes into the stretch. Kicks, comes to the plate. Outside, 2-2.
Cedar Street, San Carlos, California.
You got the name right. You mispronounced Cedar.
$2,000 on the line.
Dick Beat. Tito Fuentes. Bob Heitz, the first three. The kid down there, Tito, is standing in the on-deck circle, and the seats are very close to the on-deck circle. And kid came down and demanded that Tito give him his autograph. But now, and Tito said he couldn't do it. The game was going on. The kid took away the program, if you like, get lost. So he needs it. One of the Chicago fans came up with a great remark to Jack Sanford here one day. And Sanford, he asked Sanford if he'd autograph for him. And here's Jenkins' pitch to deep. Swung on him. Missed like one occurred. When Sanford said no, he wouldn't want it. The kid said, why are they sending you down? Strike two, slider good, 0-2. 5-3, the Cubs in front. The 0-2 pitch, outside for a ball, 1-2. Outfield deep into the left for deep. Giants trail it by 2 runs, top of the 4th. Right-hander Ferguson Jenkins delivers to deep, who swings and misses, he's struck him out. That'll bring on Tito Fuentes, and Tito will swing the $2,000 home run for the money bat for
Vincent Savio, 3454 Idaho Avenue in Santa Rosa, California.
Jenkins to deliver to Fuentes. Bounding ball to third. Sano has it. His throw. In time. Two are down. And it's up to Bobby Heitz right now for to send $2,000 away. Bob will back for
A.C. Alvis, 2404 Apache Drunk Lane in Modesto, California.
Price to bat against Jenkins with two down, bases empty. There's the pitch to Bob. A strike on one. To Heights, right-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. Curve low for a ball, one and one. And Jenkins works, one and one to it. Fly ball hit to short left. Coming in is Williams. And makes the catch to side with five. So no winners. Tomorrow, $2,100 on the line. Here in the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth, and the score, they cut five, the Giants three. John Maragel loosening up, will pitch to the top of the batting order. Kessinger, Beckert, and Williams, the third time that Kessinger led off in the game. He led off with a single in the first. The Cubs went on to score four runs. He flied out in the second. Maragel retired the side in order, and that is... Dietz's throw to second base, and Kessinger will come up here to bat left-handed. Kessinger getting himself set in the batter's box. Says single to left and fly to right. Playing up close at third. There's the pitch to Kessinger. Swung on it, foul back. Strike one. On one count to the Cubs shortstop. Kessinger. Backs up for a moment. Flexes his shoulder as though he might have gotten a slight muscle pull, but he's all right. One strike count. He chokes up a couple of inches on the bat. Wait. Takes the breaking pitch low for a ball. One and one. A ball and a strike to Don Kessinger. Cubs five, Giants three. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Beckert and Williams to follow. And Juan kicks high. Comes the play with a fastball. Hits in the air to left center field. Taylor coming over to make the catch, and makes the catch. Mays was there, standing alongside. Out number one, and Glenn Becker will be the batter. Lead out a hit to shortstop on a hit and run, and then fly to right. Right-hand batter against Maragel with one down, bases empty. Outfield plays to the left for Beckett. Closed stance by Glenn. He takes low for a ball, 1-0. Maragel, the lifetime record of 17-6 against the Cubs. 1-1 pitch. Strike, fastball good. It's 1-1. Juan's throwing a little harder today than we've seen him throw before this season. Possibly getting some of his strength back. He's only gained back about 4 of the pounds that he lost, and he lost about 12. 1-1 pitch, foul back, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes to Becker. Getting the sign now from Dietz for the 1-2 pitch. Into the windup he goes, over the top. Fastball popped up into center. Mays scampering in under this one. He's there to make the catch and does for out number two. So Becker pops out, and with two down, Billy Williams will be the batter. Williams hit ground ball.
called him McCovey in the first inning. McCovey's throw at second was dropped by Height for an error. Eventually resulted in three unearned runs for the Cubs. And then Williams flied out his second time, so he's 0 for 2, but has scored a run. Juan over the top with a slow curve that's high for a ball. Maricel has started Williams out with a slow curve each time he's come up here. He missed with that one. Left hand batter. Pitch to him. Fastball hit it high in the air to short center. Mays jogging in, trying to locate this one in the sun. He's got it. And makes the catch, and the side is retired. So again, as he did in the second inning, Maricel retires the first three hitters on fly balls. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. After four innings to score, the Giants 5 and the Cubs. The Cubs 5 and the Giants 3. Inning number 5 rolls around, and with it, the dulcet tones of Rough House.
Wire in from Joe Liebfrommel, listening in today.
Got white caps on it today, too.
Juan Maricel, the leadoff, followed by Bobby Taylor and Ron Hunt. Giants down by 2. Jenkins winds and throws. Maricel takes low on a curveball. Neither pitcher is exhibited enough to say that they'll be around at the finish today. Here's the delivery. Low and inside for ball 2. Errors of Rick Maricel. Giants have had a pair of home runs. And Jenkins buzzes the next one into Maricel. Strike call. On the inside corner. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Juan swings, grounds it wide of third. Scoop Masato. Thrown to first. That's two hits Maricel has been robbed of. And Bobby Taylor is up at the plate. Bobby has not had the ball out of the infield. Hitter, right-handed pitcher, 5-3 Chicago leading. Here's the next delivery. Taylor takes a call strike. And the right-hander winds and throws. Taylor swings and misses. Went for an outside fastball that might have been out of the strike zone. Bobby Pons will not play for several days. He has a badly sprained ankle. Taylor goes down swinging on a fastball. As Jenkins is starting to bring it a little bit now. Struck out Deets on a fastball also. So there are two outs. And Ron Hunt will be the Giants' batter. With Willie Mays to follow. Number 33, Ron Hunt. Low, ball one. Next delivery, call strike on the inside corner. 1-1 to count. Pitch, Hunt skies it. Foul. Sato comes charging toward home plate and makes the catch. The ball is hit up into the sun, and Jack Hyatt couldn't see. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. Moving to the bottom of the fifth inning, the score of the ball game is 5-3 to come. Jim Heckman will lead off followed by Johnny Callison and Ron Santo. Hickman with 2-for-2, a double high off the right center field fence, and a scratch into the infield. And Big Jim has scored two runs. At one time, a roommate was Ron Hunt on the New York Mets. Hickman, another fellow that likes the ball out away from him. Marischal into the windup, delivers. Too low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. On the inside corner, it's a strike, and it's one and one. This is the only day contest. And we're ready for the one and one delivery. Marischal throws. Hickman takes outside. Ball two. One to number 28, Jim Hickman. Marischal into the windup, the delivery. Hickman lines it down the left field line. It's a foul ball. And we had to wait for Billy Williams, the third base umpire, to make that call. It was that close. Count 2-2. Marischal throws. Hickman swings and lines a base hit to left field. He's just 3-for-3, and he's the hottest item in baseball at the present time. And he's filling in for the injured Ernie Banks. Well, that's going to keep Banks on the bench for quite a while. About an hour will be Johnny Callison. There will be Giants activity, and the Cubs now have 8 hits off Juan Marischal. Frank Rehberger will get up the throw. Callison has flied to left and grounded to second. Marischal looks at Hickman and throws to Callison, who swings and bounds it. Past the runners in the right field. Hickman on his way to third. Hickman finishes throw. And it's into the dugout. Hickman goes to home plate. And Callison comes all the way to third. And the Cubs lead 6-3. Single and an error on Kenny Henderson. And the Giants are not performing too beautifully today. Ron Santo. Ron Santo will be the batter. Henderson's throw was into the runner, and Ron Hunt did not see it at third, and it just hopped right on into the dugout. Here's the pitch on the way to Santo. Ron takes outside for ball one. Six to three in favor of Chicago. A runner at third in scoring position. Now the windup of Marischal, the pitch to Santo. There's a strike call, and it's one and one. Nobody down. A runner at third.
Rehberger throwing in the bullpen. And Marichal delivers to the plate. Sato goes down. Fastball high on the side, and it's 2-1. One strike. And Juan Marichal, to deliver to the very determined Ron Santo, swings and belts it to high to old Callison, lobs the throw to first base. It looked like a slow curve. Santo is retired. The batter will be Jack Hyatt. Four of the runs off Marichal have been unearned. Singled and drawn a base on ball. Cleo James will follow. Hyatt beat out a bunt for a base hit his last time. The pitch to Jack is high. Ball one. Callison comes down the line at third. Marichal delivers to Jack Hyatt, the pitch. Fastball, a swing and a miss, and it's the ball of a strike. Alerting our network announcers. Station break following Hyatt's attempts at the plate. Motionless on the mound, now into his windup. Throws to Hyatt, who takes outside for ball two. Two and one to number 21, Jack Hyatt, who will have a lot of work with this ball club. He and J.C. Martin will divide catching duties until Randy Hundley gets back, and that's going to be quite a while. Now the windup of Juan Marichal. The sidearm fastball is low for ball three, and the count is 3-1. Juan has walked only one and has had no strikeouts, which indicates he's far from being at his top form. Juan throws 3-1 to Hyatt. The pitch, a swing and a miss, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to number 21, Jack Hyatt. The 3-2 pitch. High, he walked high it again, and we'll pause for station identification. It's the Golden West Radio Network.
This Jack Carney with important statistics. 3 out of 5 barbershops in the greater Bay Area have radios. Those radios are tuned in.
Hey, that's the ball.
Cleo James, who has singled twice, will be the batter. He's seen just 2 pitches and has hit them both for singles. Ferguson Jenkins will follow. Hyatt is on at first, Callison at third. Not too much speed on the bases. And here's Marichal ready to face James. He throws. Cleo takes a breaking pitch outside for ball one. Ball and no strike. 6-3 Chicago. Right-hander Marichal comes in sidearm. The ball is popped up in attempted squeeze play. Deets grabs it, did not realize Callison had come in, and did not throw the third. Ferguson Jenkins will be the batter now. The squeeze play fails to work, but it should have been a double play.
And Jenkins is a good hitter.
Leading at first, Callison standing on third at the present time. Jenkins has hit into a foreside and flied to center field. Marischal throws, Fergie swings, bounds it to Heist, over to Fuentes, foreside, and the side is retired. And the run will more than likely be scored as an unearned run. One run on two hits, one giant error, two left on, and at the end of five full innings of play, the score of the ball game is 6-3 Chicago.